The Workplace Gender Equality Agency released their third annual scorecard this week, showing there's still a lot of work to be done. Agency Director Libby Lyons delivered the details to the National Press Club yesterday, and I asked her to reflect on the findings.
I think the progress is too slow, but the fact that we're moving in the right direction is important. The gender pay gap is still at 23.1%. Now, that is an improvement on 3 years ago, but clearly we need to do some things to make that change.
Could legislation change that?
There are lots of things that you can do to address the gender pay gap, and the onus is on employers to do this, because we know that if we have a workplace that has a diversity in terms of gender, you get better business outcomes through smarter, more innovative thinking and better decision making. So the business case is there. We need organisations to do a pay gap analysis, and once they have that knowledge, they can then take action to close that gap. But interestingly, a lot of CEOs don't think that they have a pay gap in their organisation. And when they actually do a pay gap analysis and they discover that they do have one, they're gobsmacked. But most of them have the good sense to do something about it.
One of the things you highlighted in the speech that you did yesterday was that bias and discrimination are the single biggest factor in gender inequality across the board. While women aren't represented equally in positions of power, how do we go about fixing this?
There are very few employers who deliberately set out to pay women less than men. It is the unconscious bias that I think we need to address here. We all have unconscious bias. I have my own unconscious bias. The fact that I know what my unconscious bias is the single biggest factor in me being able to address it. Because once I know what it is, when I get myself into a situation, I am aware that my bias could come through, and so I'm able to do things to stop that. In a workplace, the sorts of things that you can do are, of course, training so that people become aware of it, but also introducing simple things like blind recruitment, so that when I am assessing an applicant, I have no name, I don't know where they come from, I don't know what they look like. All I know is that they have this experience, they have worked in these different places, and they may or may not have this particular qualification. As soon as you start de-identifying things, you're taking that applicant on the value of what they're giving you on paper, not on who they might be.
I guess there's a swathe of these kinds of strategies that could be put in place. To what extent are organisations beginning to adopt those?
For the first time this year, more than 70% of all organisations that report into us, and we cover 12,000 employers, have a gender equality policy or strategy in place. That is fantastic. And we've seen a very, very steady increase in that over the three-year period. But I would also suggest that once you've got that policy in place, you have to make sure that you have the correct actions in place that will ensure that that policy is meaningful and that your employees have the lived experience.
Obviously, never is going to be soon enough for us to see equality and to see that gender pay gap dissolve. But what are your hopes for it?
I'm positive about the future, because we are collecting this data. And I firmly believe that it is this data and the communication of this data and the benefits that you get in terms of your business from having a gender diverse workforce that will drive change.
Libby Lyons, Director of the Workplace Gender Equality Agency, ending that report.